Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Down the block, Andrew Johnson. Inside for Elba. Elba will score. Elba will score. Newcastle has won.
Welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. As you know, we've got the Supercoach Whisperer covering all of our classic content for season 2021 so that I can focus on the draft content, which is what I'm passionate about. And I thought today I'd dive into some early predictions. Now, today I'm going to predict my top five scoring players of season 2021. So these are the guys that I believe at the end of the season we're going to look back, and these are going to be the top five scorers. It was pretty obvious to everyone that in season 2020, when the new rules came in, the game moved towards the higher point scorers. So these are your ceiling sort of guys that I think are going to have good seasons. And you know, it's probably going to be some of the usual suspects. There is probably one or two that you might not be expecting. There are some usual guys that have dropped out of this a little bit, and there's a couple of guys that I've taken a risk on too. It makes it sound like I'm naming 20 blokes. I'm just going to name my top five. I'm going to start off with five, go through to one. And just a reminder to those that were playing Supercoach last year, or if you weren't and you want to know sort of the range that we're talking about. So last year, number five was Damien Cook. He finished with a total of 1,402 points from 20 games with an average of 70 points. Number four was Kalyn Ponga. He played 18 games for 1,439 points with an average of 79 points. Nathan Cleary came in at number three, scoring 1,492 points from 18 games with an average of 82.9. David Nofaluma, he scored 1,513 points. He played 20 games with an average of 75.7. And James Tedesco at number one, scoring a whopping 1,618 points in just 17 games with an average of 95.2. He finished the season with a five-round average of 103.8. Incredible from Teddy last year. Unbelievable stuff. Now, I've had a lot of changes to my top five, and I think there's going to be a few surprises. Nearly all of these guys have fallen out of the top five for next year for me. Let's kick it off.
Number five.
I'll talk more about this guy tomorrow. I've got a little draft podcast dropping, going into more detail on him. But for me, I think number five for the season will be Harry Grant. As I'm going to mention tomorrow, this is a guy that a lot of people are going to fear on draft day. There's been a lot of talk about, you know, Brandon Smith playing a lot of nine and Harry Grant playing reduced minutes. I think it's absolute rubbish. I think Harry Grant will be an 80-minute man, and I think he's going to absolutely carve it down in Melbourne. As I said, more detail to come tomorrow, but, I mean, the bloke averaged 70 from 15 games without a preseason in a dysfunctional system with a forward pack that never won the ruck. I mean, he's walking into the complete opposite in Melbourne, and he's going to have star players all around him. He's going to have halves that are both fullbacks at heart. He's going to have a fullback that pushes through the middle third on every single play. He's going to be playing behind three or four forwards that are better than the best forwards at the West Tigers he was dealing with last year. He's going to have Craig Bellamy, the mastermind coach there. I mean, this is the perfect system for Harry Grant. I'm confident he'll finish in the top five. I think a lot of people will sleep on him on draft day, and whoever gets him from pick four onwards, I think they're going to do really well with him for season 2021.
Number four.
Cameron Munster comes in at number four for me, and I think this guy is going to have a season to remember. All through season 2020, we told you he was leading up to something special. People were telling me he's overrated. They don't know what I see him. I heard it all last year, and then he was injured. He was hobbling around on one leg, and everyone said, told you, you know, blah, blah, blah. They won the grand final. He didn't have a fantastic game there. He was still hobbling around on one leg, and people told me, once again, a pretender. I tipped him to take the Clive Churchill medal all season. I said all year he was leading up to something special, and it didn't come in the grand final. It didn't come in the final series, but we got to Origin, and you saw vintage Cam Munster. This is the Cam Munster I've been telling you about for a long time. No one has more time in rugby league than this guy, and you know, it was funny, we got to Origin and all of a sudden Cameron Smith wasn't on the field. The team was Cameron Munster's. Yeah, and he just dominated moments. I mean, game two they get beat by 30. Guess who leaves the field? You know, knocked out in the first few minutes, Cam Munster. Game one he had a really solid game there. Game three, mate, some of those touches he had were unbelievable. And this is what I said to you all last season. I said, you have to go back and watch Game 3 last year. Yes, James Tedesco scores the match winner in the last play, but watch Cameron Munster the entirety of that game. He was the most dangerous man on the field by a country mile. I remember being out there and watching him and just, mate, everything stood still when he gets the ball. This is what happens. You saw him in Origin 3 of 2020. I mean, Cherry Evans gets the ball on last. He gets pressured by a marker because he hasn't organised himself well enough, and he, you know, pins the ball back down a short side to Cam Munster. He grubbers through Josh Adokar and Gutherson, gets the ball back, regathers, then manages to kick the ball, you know, a perfect depth kick that sits up a metre before the try line for Tupu to get slammed, knock on. Then he eyes up football, and you can see him behind the ruck on that play. He can address the whole field and where everyone is and count numbers in an instant. He does it beautifully, puts a perfect kick over. It was almost too perfect. Branko Lee had too much time to think about it. Edric Lee eventually got it, but for me, this guy, this is just a little entree. I think season 2021 is going to be something really special from Cameron Munster. And I mean, season 2020, I'm sorry, but he finished with an average of 70 points a game. He played half the season, you know, with an injury. He was hobbling around on one leg for half the season. It's from round 7 onwards to round 10. He just wasn't himself. He really wasn't. I'm sorry. He was all over the place. He could barely stand some games. He would hobble off the field at the end of them. He had two actual injury-affected games when he left the game early, and he was scoring really well those games too. I'm telling you right now, once Cameron Smith does retire, I'm assuming he does before this season kicks off, all of a sudden the keys are being handed to Cameron Munster like they were in Origin last year, and I think you're going to see the very best out of this guy. I think he's going to average around the 80 mark, to be honest with you. He doesn't have the base stats of some of these other guys that I'm talking about, but the ceiling on him is incredible, and I think Harry Grant's going to be the best thing for him. Harry Grant is a front foot footballer. I thought Benji and Brooks looked much better in that Tigers team last year once Harry Grant was there. Cameron Munster, this is going to be his season. And for me, I think he's a really good shot to take out this Dally M medal. The only worry for me is that he's going to have Harry Grant there. He's going to have Jerome Hughes. He's going to have Pappenhausen. He's going to have a lot of guys stealing points off him. I wouldn't be shocked in the slightest if Harry Grant or Cam Munster are the best players in the comp in 2021, but they don't get the Dally M point because they've been stealing off each other. I think he's going to have a massive Supercoach season. I think now that it's his side, he's going to take control. The more touches Cam Munster has, the more dangerous he is. I think it's going to be a massive 2021 season for him, and I think that in most draft comps, I don't think he'll go top three. I think the guys that'll get picked in the top three will be the three guys that I'm about to talk about. But this guy, if you can get him at four, he could even slip as low as eight, I reckon, in some comps, to be honest with you. I think this would be absolute gold because I think he is going to be a massive player. His ceiling is like very few others.
Number three.
Nathan Cleary comes in at number three for me, coming off an unbelievable season in season 2020. He was incredible. I'm having a look at his scores now. He scored under 50 points in just one game. Unbelievable. He scored over 60 points 78% of the time. That is incredible. Now, obviously, Nathan Cleary, he's got a brilliant attacking game. Defensively, he's really strong. He's also a goal kicker, so a huge bonus. There is a goal kicker in a team that knows how to find the try line. I've said a couple of times that I am a little bit worried about the Penrith Panthers this year. I've said I do think they'll make the eight. I think they'll be in the bottom four of the top eight. So if you're doing that, you're winning more than half of your games. If you're winning more than half of your games, your halfback is putting points on the board. Your goal kicker is kicking goals. Even though I think Penrith dropped back a little bit, I don't think Nathan Cleary drops back all that much. I mean, you know, base stats, 25 odd a game. You know, he's averaging 36 creative stats, which is simply unbelievable for a guy his age. And You know, the big thing about Nathan Cleary is that he's only getting older. I mean, I think this is great for him. I think he's going to improve each and every year, and I think there's going to be a lot more pressure on him, a lot more eyes on him this year, and he's one of those guys that obviously coaches are going to have a lot more tape on him now. They're going to study him over the offseason. They're going to be a lot better prepared for him, and I think losing Trent Barrett is going to hurt his cause a little bit, to be honest with you, but I think he's been equipped with so many skills over the last 18 months that I think he can carry on this form, to be honest with you. He's a guy also that he can just score points off his own back. He's the sort of guy, he's like a James Tedesco, where I think sometimes he can find points. I often sit there and watch him and look at his score and go, how the hell is he on 45 already? But he's just one of those guys. He just puts points on, and you know, he's starting to play both sides of the ruck now as well, which is really dangerous. They have lost a little bit of experience, so it's going to be a lot more weight on his shoulders, which I understand can be a negative, but from a Supercoach point of view, I want this guy touching the ball as much as he possibly can, and I think he will be doing it more and more. I think Abbie Kurosawa was fantastic for him. There was times during last year when he didn't have Appy with him. I think his football was much better when Appy was on the field, and I mean, you can just lock in that at some point Nathan Cleary's going to score 100 on 3 to 5 occasions realistically, and for a guy like him, I think he will score a lot of points. I would be looking at his draw in the back end, which I haven't done, to be honest with you, but I would be having a seriously look at who he plays come finals time. If you're in a draft comp, I'd be looking at his matchups at certain times, especially the back end, because I think that when he plays the lower teams, Penrith, they still put their foot on someone's throat. Yeah, they still, if they're coming up for air underwater, they will push them under. That's what the Penrith Panthers do. And Nathan Cleary, he normally leads the front end on that regard. And I still think he's going to score really well. I think Cameron Munster will be really close to him, of course. I think the goal kicking will just push Nathan over. And Penrith, they're still going to be relevant. I think they will come back to the pack a little bit, but I think they will be relevant enough for this guy to have enough big games where he scores big. I mean, looking at those stats from last year, and to score under 50 only once across 18 games of football, that's incredible. I mean, he played every minute of the season bar one against South Sydney. He missed two games because of his TikTok drama. I mean, the guy is just unbelievable. Young legs. The game is more suited to Nathan Cleary. The way that he changes his tempo in his running game and his passing game is just, he's just so suited to the modern game. It's not even funny at the moment. I'm really excited for him. As I said, 78% of the time he scores over 60. You have a look at his scores over the last few years. 62, 68, it built to last year's average of 83. He averages, you know, his worst season over the last 5 years, minutes-wise, he's averaged 77. So he just doesn't miss games of footy. He tends to play over 15 games every season. I mean, last year only played 18, but there was only 20 available. He didn't miss any games from injury or anything. So draft-wise, this guy's an absolute champion to have in your side, Nathan Cleary. I think he's going to do really well again. I have him finishing in the top three for season 2021.
Number two.
Number two for me is a bit of a gamble, and I can hear the eyes rolling right now as I say it. I'm going to take number two, Tom Trbojevic. I believe he will go through this season relatively injury-free. It's all down to chance, realistically, but all I can think back to is a couple of years when I was told James Tedesco sucks because he's always injured. Everyone's completely forgotten about it now. I think Tom Trbojevic will eventually turn this around, and when he does, he's the most damaging footballer in our game for me. There is no individual that has more impact as an individual on a game of football than Tom Trbojevic. He's simply unbelievable. And last year, injury plagued all over the place. I think Manly made a really bad mistake bringing him back at the end of the season for no apparent reason. I think they've learned a hard lesson there. And I think Tom Trbojevic, it's time for him to go outside of the four walls he's living in at Manly and seek some help elsewhere. It sounds like he's done that. And this is a guy that, especially in draft comps, I mean, their pick one, the person coming first has to consider him. It'll normally scare them off. They'll go to Tedesco. Pick two will come around. They'll be considering him. The injuries will scare them off because your season's over if he's injured. You know, the last few people that have had him would have learned that the hard way. They'll go Nathan Cleary. Tom Trbojevic, he has the potential to slip all the way to 6 or 7. If you get a few people that are too scared to take the punt on him and you can get him at pick 4, 5, 6, 7, even deeper, that is an absolute bargain. Yes, it is a gamble. I understand that. I love gambling in draft comps, to be honest with you. I'm huge on it. But I understand that other people like to play it safe. But I think if you can get your hands on a Tom Trbojevic, I mean, I look at my comp, it's a 14-man comp, and I honestly think if you've got Tom Trbojevic and he stays injury-free, you've got about a 25% chance of winning that Supercoach comp for me. That is how damaging this bloke is. If you can just build a half-decent team around him, I think you're pretty safe, to be honest with you. I think you have to mess up to not do really, really well, and For me, I think he's going to play a lot of this season. I think Manly's going to have a big season. I've tipped them to finish in the top four quite a few times, and people have laughed at me and everything, and that's fine. I think you'll see a huge bounce back from Manly. I think they're going to do something pretty special this year. I'm really excited about them. And I think Tom Trbojevic, I think he's going to be the front and centre of it. I think he's going to be the star that they missed last year. It's no, you know, that's not a hot take or anything. Of course he's going to be, but I think he's going to score really well. And yes, he'll play Origin, so will Teddy, so will all the guys on this list, essentially. So he will miss a couple of games there, but I think that he can top this by only playing 20 games. And if he misses probably three or four games through injury, which, I mean, the record would say he probably will miss a few games here and there. If there's a bit of a strain, Manly should be pulling him off the field for the next week or so. So there is the potential of him missing this spot because of injury, because maybe they just need to rest him sometimes. But I think he's going to score enough points in this system. You got to remember, too, Tom Trbojevic, we haven't really seen him play that much footy under these new rules. I think it's really going to suit. It's really going to suit him. You get teams on the back foot, which Manly will do, and I think he's going to be really damaging. It's a season I'm really excited for with Tom Trbojevic. I would put all your fears, all your worries about his injuries to the side. If you've got pick three onwards, I would be taking this guy. It's a punt that I'm willing to take, and it's one that I probably will take if I'm in this situation. I think he's going to have a big season. I think there's going to be a lot of egg on a lot of faces. I think he's going to do really well. I'm tipping him to fall just behind James Tedesco in the overall points for Supercoach 2021.
Number one.
No prizes for guessing first place here. We just mentioned him, of course. James Tedesco finished season 2020 with an average of 95. Simply incredible. He scored 1,618 points from just 17 games. I mean, in 2019, he scored 150 more points, but over four games. In 2018, he scored the exact same amount of points with five more games that he played. Simply unbelievable what he did this year. I mean, I was just having a look. I mean, 82% of the time he scores over 60. 17% of the time he scored over 170 last year. That is unbelievable. That's almost one in every five games he was scoring over 170 points, and that's ignoring he had 103, he had 108, he had 132, so he had another three centuries that aren't even included that. So it's something like, you know, 30% of the time he scores over 100. It'd be even more. It's simply unbelievable what James Tedesco did, and in typical Teddy form, he opened round one with a low score. He tends to do that. He backed it up with 85, 103, then 199. That night against Canterbury was unbelievable. I remember the guy I was playing in draft, he had, I think, 10 players that week. He was in shambles, but he had James Tedesco as captain. I think I scored 800 and still lost by 200. You know, just unbelievable. He got 400 points that night from one player. God, it was hard to watch. And a few weeks later, he backed it up with 178. And later in the season, 176, another 132. Like, just unbelievable, James Tedesco. And I kind of wonder next year, I mean, he's going to have to be more involved. If they are going into this season with a young halfback, which I'm not expecting them to do, James Tedesco is going to need more and more touches, and he's already started doing that. I mean, it's in a third game now. I think Sammy Verrills is going to return. Victor Radley is going to be massive, massive for him. I can't see this guy not finishing first. I think it's going to be injury standing in his way. Like a lot of these guys, he's going to play Origin, so he'll miss a bit of footy during that period, but the Roosters, they're going to be hungry this year. They're not going to be happy with how they went out last year. That drumming to South Sydney is going to sting them for a long time. And then going out in straight sets, it's just not the Rooster way. And, you know, there's a lot going on there. As I said, the halfback role, we don't know what's going on with Boyd Cordner. There's a lot of, you know, there are a lot of distractions there. There's a lot of things to stand in James Tedesco's way. But the way that Supercoach is structured, it's literally structured to suit James Tedesco. I mean, the stage is set for him. I think you would be a very brave man to tell me that James Tedesco isn't going to be the top point scorer. He is just unbelievable. I mean, to average 95 last year in the season it was, I mean, his team fell apart at the back end of the season too. He was still doing amazing things. I think he finished the last five games with an average of 105 points. That is unreal. Unbelievable. And I mean, you know, there was a, I'm looking at it now, I'm looking at his tries. I mean, there was a, what, an eight-week stretch where he didn't score a single try in this season. Unbelievable. But his create stats, I mean, there was one week he had 88. He scored 178 without a try one night against the Cowboys. Like, this guy's a juggernaut. I think with Victor Radley, he scores more tries. I think their attack will be better once Radley walks back into this system. And I think if you've got number one pick in a draft comp, I think you would be very, very bold, potentially stupid not to take James Tedesco. No shock here, but I'm tipping he will finish as the top player in 2021 for Supercoach.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.